أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك إلى نعاجه، وإن كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم على بعض إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وقليل ما هم. In the previous ayat we read, where Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam had fixed his time for ibadat and was very regular on his ma'amulat, on his ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, when suddenly two people came right into his place of worship and presented the case in which there was argument between them. And the case was that they were partners too, whether they were biological brothers or brothers in faith or just as human beings, but they were partners in business. And as is common till today, partners always encroach on the other one's rights and demand more and try and take more from the other person. Especially the person who is bold and strong, he overpowers the others and he makes demands upon them which are unfair. So the one partner who had 99 sheep wanted the one sheep of the other partner also. So Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam then made the decision and said, قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُعَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَىٰ نِعَاجِ. بولا وہ بے انصافی کرتا ہے تجھ پر کہ مانگتا ہے تیری ڈمبی ملانے کو اپنے ڈمبیوں میں. That this is open oppression and wrongdoing of his, that he's forcing you to give your one sheep to him to complete his 100, like a person wants to complete his million, and then he makes zulm upon other people. And then a general principle he explained further, which is relevant and very strong till today also, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. اور اکثر شریک زیادتی کرتے ہیں ایک دوسرے پر. And most partners and do wrong to their fellow partners. And we have endless problems in partnerships, that a person demands more and he what is not his right, somebody does not fulfill his share of what he's supposed to do. And bitterness grows from this and big fight starts from this. However, the exception from that is إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. مَگر جو يَقِينَ لَآئے ہیں اور کام کیے نیک. However, those who have got the reality of deen. Many partners have got the outward form of deen also. Nice big beards, big kurtas, everything. Hajj also every year. But underhand they do a lot of wrong in their business also. So not that, but those who have got genuine deen and who are conscious of the rights of other people. And this really comes when a person is conscious of his presentation on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, we can fool the partners also very easily. We can pull wool over their eyes. We can play around with figures and with accounts also. But Qiyamah's day, nothing of this will work. When a person realizes this, and he will be exposed on the day of Qiyamah. And yeah, he appeared that I'm the benefactor, I'm helping the others. And in the meantime, he's pulling everything, the world, the carpet from under their feet. Yeah, we can get away with all this, but Qiyamah's day we can't. وَقَلِيلٌ مَّعْهُمْ. Or thore log hai aise. And there are very few who are like this. This was basically the event that was mentioned. But there are great, great lessons to learn which cannot be done justice to in this few minutes of about 10 or so. At least more than an hour is required to explain this. And this is extremely important for all of us. However, we will try and be as concise as possible. The one is that a very important lesson we should learn. Many mufassirin have written a completely wrong story taken from Israeliyat, from the stories of the Bani Israel about Dawud alayhi salam, which is totally wrong. Our ulama have refuted it very, very strongly and with 10 great proofs that how great Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam was, and to attribute such terrible, dirty things to him is the height of insolence and the height of hatred or jealousy. So we should be very careful which tafsir also we read. It's not just sufficient a person picks up a tafsir, that tafsir can mislead him also. As the Quran Sharif says, يَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. The very tafsir can also lead you to wrong. So we should be very careful. So a very dirty story is related about Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam here, which is totally wrong. And as the ulama have written, it is even haram to mention it. However, the right thing that is that we should learn from here, one was the general principle which is in the story, that in partnership always one is doing wrong to the other. This is general. Very few are free from it and do not oppress and do wrong to their partners. Otherwise, to steal from the partners is a common practice, even what our people who are outwardly pious and righteous. That was the one thing. The other thing is that from the story, this is a parable, that these were two farishtas who came to teach a great lesson. And the greater lesson that was to learn here, that was Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam had fixed a very strong principle, and he disciplined himself very much in the ibadat of Allah, and he should not waver from that one bit. The time for his ibadat, he should engage. And in fact, he told Allah Ta'ala that I've divided my time in such a way that a huge portion of my time is devoted to your ibadat. In there is another point also, that everyone should have ibadat also in his life. Many times as a person gets involved in the efforts of deen, whether it is in tabligh, darul ulum, khanka, then he gives preference to the effort so much that he forgets ibadat. Whereas the object is ibadat. All the effort, a darul ulum, is so that ibadat comes alive. Tabligh work is so that ibadat, but then we don't allocate any time for ibadat. We get so involved in the effort that there is no time left for the ibadat. That is one lesson we should learn. We should have time for ourselves on a daily basis, and over the years also, over the part of the years, that we have time for what we call ibadat, for deen, and to establish deen, and not just to have the outward picture of deen, but to have deen in its reality. And we should see how much of nafil ibadat I make, zikr I make, tilawat mine. If we are doing lot of effort and no tilawat in my life, no zikr in my life, then we are not up on the right pole. We are going in at the wrong direction. The effort is to bring deen into our lives. So Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam heard this. The other thing is, he was very happy about it. He told Allah, I've allocated my time. So Allah Allah made it that he realizes that these things that happen, daily occurrences, and your whole discipline and your whole timetable goes haywire also. And also, as we had mentioned yesterday, that people should not encroach on the rights of other people. Don't phone at wrong times. Don't go and just impose upon them, etc. See their comfort. That was one side of the story. The other side of the story is that the people who are responsible must be considerate, must be kind, must be compassionate, must overlook. We see this in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in all the great people. Imam Abu Hanifa, one time, three times a person came to him and told him, I want to ask a masala, and said, I forgot about it. But he did not get angry. So this is a thing, like a very easy way to understand this, between husband and wife. Today, commonly what it is, that the wife is demanding her rights. And in fact, government, NGOs are working so hard to empower women. And very sadly, many times we also, in our unmindfulness, we also want to empower women. Whereas that is not the right procedure. Whether you empower them with education, which is common in the whole world today, with money and with freedom. These things destroy the fabric of society. When woman is said, given her freedom, then who looks after the children? She wants to be free also. When she wants her freedom, who's going to serve the husband? She wants her freedom. She don't want to be working for her husband. But yeah, what is important to understand, the woman they want their rights, whereas they have to fulfill the rights of the husband. Not that they demand their rights. The same way with the husband, he must fulfill the rights of his wife and not demand his rights. But what is happening? The husband demands his rights. The wife demands her rights. And on Qiyamah's day, nobody will ask, did others fulfill your rights? You will be asked, have you fulfilled the rights of others? So that must be taught to women, that you fulfill the rights of your children, of your home, of your husband, not to empower them, not to give them freedom. The same thing with men also. They also must be taught to fulfill the rights of others. So this is a very important aspect that we should learn. So the rich, they, for example, know the ayat, and they tell the poor, don't come and beg. And the poor know the ayat, which is for the rich, that if somebody comes to your door, don't refuse, give him something. So that was for the poor. They must stay at home, they mustn't come and beg. And for the rich it is, they must know their ayats. But today we know the ayats of the other people, and they know our ayats. What applies to us, we demand from the government, and the government tells the people are not they don't help us, they in fighting crime, etc. So that is not the case. Everyone must see what's his responsibility. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, having fixed his program, then these people came in. So Allah showed him that your planning does not help. What my command is, that is what will go. So in our, that also is a lesson. We should have our programs. We must discipline ourselves, but don't trust your efforts. Trust upon Allah Ta'ala. Allah informed Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, you will see, I will show you that all your ibadat is not by your own sake. It is my help, my tawfiq, and I will pull it away, then you'll see what happens to you. So on this occasion, Allah did exactly that. Allah pulled away his help, and then he got involved in sorting out that court case, and he couldn't engage in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we must make effort, but don't trust our effort. Our trust must be only on Allah ta'ala. Shaykhul Islam Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani rahmatullah alayhi narrates one narration, very interesting, that when a person says to Allah, I made namaz, I went for hajj, oh Allah, accept it, oh Allah, I did this, Allah says, I helped you, it was my tawfiq, you didn't do it on your own. And when a person says this, oh Allah, by your help I did this, by your tawfiq I did this, then Allah praises him, yes, but you made niyat, you made amal, you made effort. So there is a great difference between the two. So a person must not trust his efforts, must make full effort, but not trust his effort. His trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. So when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam realized this, then the other great lessons that are taught here come out from the ayats in front, and how he humbled himself to Allah, and then how Allah blessed him, and there are great lessons in there also.